can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free for whatever you want as we launch here into the second hour of the program. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight is Ian.
And Meg.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231, the website freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features there totally free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. The main feature actually allows you to control the content of the site. You find something online that you think is interesting. You take it to our website. You submit it as show prep, and then it'll show up on the site. Other listeners can vote as whether they like or dislike your suggestion. You can also vote on things as well. Go to freetalklive.com to get interactive there. That's freetalklive.com. Of course, we will take your phone calls about absolutely anything, but the question is has been proposed, and it is the Guardian that's reporting on it, in this case, guardian.co.uk, regarding social networking. It's obviously hot, hot, hot on the internet. I mean, Facebook is the number two most popular website in the entire world.
What's number one?
Google.
Huh.
Yeah.
And I believe, I don't recall the numbers, but there are a lot of damn people from around the world on Facebook. Oh, yeah. Was it like a billion or something like that? Half a billion or something? It's a lot of people from just everywhere at all kinds of ages. Everybody from young to very old. People are on Facebook. They're connecting with folks. They're connecting with coworkers. They're connecting with old friends. They're connecting with current friends, family. Facebook, I think it's a useful tool.
Oh, yeah.
And they also mentioned Twitter here as well, which obviously doesn't have the same level of popularity and usefulness.
First year I couldn't quite figure out what Twitter was for. It was just like seemed like a bunch of scene kids posting up about their emo problems.
Well, once I saw the Facebook status updates and how useful those became, then I began to understand Twitter a little better.
Yeah.
So Twitter made it so I could Facebook made it so I could understand Twitter.
Right, but I don't really ever use Twitter except to tweet things because somebody told me it was important for, if you're doing a radio show, you should have Twitter. Okay, we'll do it. And some people seem to like it, so that's why we do it. But Facebook, I totally get. I mean, you're connecting with people, you're able to communicate easily with them, and now they've introduced the groups feature, which can be very annoying when people add you to them without your permission. But on the other hand, it's also a pretty useful feature. We're using it behind the scenes with the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund to make it easy for our board members to get together and discuss things. So, I think that there's no doubt that that Facebook is incredibly useful. I mean, obviously, so many people would agree with that. They're using it for various different things. But like with anything, there's a dark side, right? There is a negative side, the double-edged sword, shall we say. Is it possible to go too far when it comes to your usage of Facebook? And to that, I would say absolutely yes. And I know this because I have gone too far when it comes to Facebook. I find myself there when I should not be there, when I should be doing other things that are more important. And there is a very addictive
It's like all those RPGs like WoW and EverQuest and everything like that. I've seen people just ruin their lives for those things.
World of Warcraft is what WoW is.
Yeah.
Thank you for that, Mark. So we jump here into the piece from The Guardian. The way in which people frantically communicate online via Twitter, Facebook, and instant messaging can be seen as a form of modern madness, according to a leading American sociologist. MIT professor Sherry Turkle writes in her new book, Alone Together, which is leading an attack on the information age. She says a behavior that has become typical may still express the problems that once caused us to see it as pathological. Turkle's book, published in the UK next month, has caused a sensation in America, which is usually more obsessed with the merits of social networking. She appeared last week on the Colbert Report, and when Turkle said she'd been at funerals where people checked their iPhones, Colbert quipped, "We all say goodbye in our own way." Turkle's thesis is simple. The technology is threatening to dominate our lives and to make us less human. Under the illusion of allowing us to communicate better, it is actually isolating us from real human interactions in a cyber reality that is a poor imitation of the real world.
Okay, wait a second. So if you become bored and distracted at a funeral, Does that mean, and you check your iPhone, that's bad. But if you're bored and distracted at the funeral, you pick up the hymnal, you kind of page through it for a minute until you're like, oh, maybe I should pay attention to this person who I really don't, you know, didn't have much interaction with, but I came because my wife wanted me to.
Right.
Or whatever.
Who wants to go to funerals? I mean, oh, gosh.
Well,
at least you can check your email now.
I can see why, you know, I can see why she's taking this tone. Mm-hmm. But this is a symptom, not the problem. You know, being bored and distracted is the problem. And, you know, if you're going to go to the funeral, perhaps you should act like you're at a funeral instead of being sort of this passive-aggressive thing where you're going to be like, oh, I'm going to look through the hymnal, I'm going to check my email or whatever.
Why is that passive-aggressive?
Because you're sitting, you're like, I'm going, okay, I'll go, but I'm going to do whatever I want once I get there.
Yeah, I guess I just don't really understand passive-aggressive. It's never really made much sense to me. Like, why are you saying I'm aggressive, but passive at the same time? It's always been confusing.
Well, you give in by going to the funeral that you maybe don't want to go to.
I see.
But while you're there, you act like an abhorrent jerk.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So it's a way of being indirectly mean. Like,
so you're
nobody
really being
can
aggressive.
Yeah, nobody can actually say that you've done anything, but you're being a jerk.
So, and if you're going to go to a funeral, you probably should act like you're supposed to be there, and that you want to be there, and that you should be present in your life. I think that...
Shouldn't have drugged me to the damn funeral, then.
Well, you know, maybe you shouldn't have gone. Maybe you should have said, look, I don't want to go, and I'm not going
to
go.
When you're a teenager, you kind of have to go to those things, right? Or your child or something like that, your mom and dad make you go to that crap. Anyway, Turkle's thesis, or her book, is far from the only work of its kind. An intellectual backlash in America is calling for a rejection of some of the values and methods of modern communications. Professor William Kist, an expert at Kent State University, said that, I love how he's just called an expert, it's a huge backlash, he said. The different kinds of communication that people are using have become something that scares people. The list of attacks on social media is a long one and comes from all corners of academia and popular culture. A recent bestseller in the U.S., The Shallows by Nicholas Carr, suggested that the use of the Internet was altering the way we think to make us less capable of digesting large and complex amounts of information, such as books and magazine articles.
Never be able to read again.
The book was based on an essay that Carr wrote in The Atlantic magazine. It was just as emphatic and was headlined, "Is Google Making Us Stupid?" Another strand of thought in the field of cyber skepticism is found in The Net Delusion by Evan G. Morozov. He argues that social media has bred a generation of slacktivists. It has made people lazy and enshrined the illusion that clicking a mouse is a form of activism equal to real-world donations of money and time.
I would agree that, these sign this petition online thing is just kind of silly. It doesn't amount to much. My name online isn't my real name in real life. I don't have, you're not gonna be able to find my address. I just don't think that that these petitions amount to much. So I would agree that if you think you've done something by filling out something online or clicking on a link or something like that, I would encourage you to think again.
Yeah, I understand the awareness aspect of it, like getting out information, making people aware of an issue. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. But I actually had a discussion with somebody today who wanted to make some sort of Facebook event that would be a virtual 30 seconds of silence for some activist. And he's all like, but you're not understanding the bigger picture. How can it can affect change? And I was like, you know what? I don't think virtually being silent for 30 seconds is really going to help anything.
Everyone stop typing for 30 seconds. Well, yeah, I think you're right about that, though, Meg. I mean, again, we're talking about kind of two sides of this activism coin on the Internet. On one hand, we've seen the Internet and Facebook be incredibly useful tools for getting, like you said, information out to actually encourage people to do things out in the real world, like, a call flood or something like that. Calling when some of our friends are arrested, for instance, the word will go out online, and essentially the phone number of the police department or the phone number of the jail or wherever it is they're holding our friend will be released, and then the people will call in and inquire as to the person's well-being, and that has made, I think,
it's
an impact.
It's a very effective tool,
But then on the other side, something like a moment of silence is pretty ludicrous. So,
and it just fills up space and time. And
the question is, what are you using the tool for? And the question also, and you're welcome to answer it, is what's your experience been with this? Do you think there's anything to the idea that Facebook is actually making people less social? 1-800-259-9231. Are these things dangerous to human interaction? 800-259-9231. You take control. Give us your thoughts. Bring up anything as well. It's Free Talk Live.
Is it time for a new roof? Or maybe some roof repairs? If the roof on your house is old, weathered, or in need of help, you can save $500 by calling Sears right now. That's right, Sears Roofing. Call Sears for a free in-home consultation at 888-306-7722. And Free Talk Live listeners will save $500. Sears licensed, fully insured contractors can get your roofing job done right. They have a variety of popular shingles and styles that are built for long-lasting performance. And you'll save $500 if you call them today. For roofing done right, call Sears at 888-306-7722. Hurry, the offer ends soon. Not available in all areas. Installation provided by Sears authorized licensed contractors. Call Sears now at 888-306-7722 and save $500. That number again is 888-306-7722.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Detailed at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Skip the long lines and high prices at the florist, because right now at ProFlowers.com, you can get 2 dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase and a free box of chocolates for just $29.99. Just visit ProFlowers.com, look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 4444. Unlike overpriced flowers at the florist, which sit in the cooler for days, our flowers are sent fresh cut from the fields and are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days. Just visit ProFlowers.com today to get 2 dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase and free chocolates for only $29.99. Order now and pick the delivery date you want. It's guaranteed. But hurry, because Valentine's Day is this Monday, and our special offer ends this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 4444.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
If you dial in toll-free, take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can bring up anything. That's the point of the program. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Meg.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Our website is freetalklive.com, and we give you the features there for free. The bulletin board system allows you to interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. bbs.freetalklive.com is where you can go to do that. It's free like the rest of our website, bbs.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever considered taking your case to court without an attorney? Jurisdictionary.com is a course for people just like you who want to take their cases to court without lawyers. Lawyers are expensive. You never know whether they're doing the right thing. If you do have an attorney, Jurisdictionary will help you to make sure they're doing the right stuff and to cut down legal fees. It'll pay for itself in the first hour. All you have to do is go to jurisdictionary.com. And it works for plaintiffs or defendants. It costs less than an hour with any good lawyer. So easy, the average eighth grader could go through the complete 4-CD course in a single weekend. It's not just for traffic tickets. It's jurisdictionary.com.
So we're talking about a piece out of The Guardian, which is essentially summarizing a bunch of critics of social networking, critics of the internet, critics of the smartphone world, critics of this interconnectedness that that we all now have via, you know, the social networking tools like Facebook, for instance. And the theme here is basically that it's all an illusion, that you are actually not more connected, that by using these tools and using them more often, you're becoming more disconnected from the real world. And is there a truth to that? Well, maybe for some people there is.
Oh, yeah.
I think it is certainly possible to go too far when using these things. But that's true of a lot of things in life, that some things are very dangerous when you use them too much. And I think that can be the case here. And you have to be judicious, and you have to be aware of what your habits are and your usage patterns. But there's more critique here of the internet generation, shall we say, or what we're currently experiencing. And so we'll share some of that with you here and get your thoughts as well, especially if you've had a problem. Have you been hooked on Facebook? I know that it has affected me in a negative way, and I will find myself there when I should not be there. So what's your story at 800-259-9231? Let's see. So other books include The Dumbest Generation by Emory University professor Mark Barlin, in which he claims the intellectual future of the U.S. looks dim. And We Have Met the Enemy by Daniel Ox, which describes the problems of self-control in the modern world, of which the proliferation of communication tools is a key component. The backlash has crossed the Atlantic. In Cyberbia, published in Britain last year, James Harkin surveyed the modern technological world and found some dangerous possibilities. While Harkin was no pure cyber skeptic, he found many reasons to be worried as well as pleased about the new technological era. Elsewhere, the hit film The Social Network has been seen as a thinly veiled attack on the social media generation, suggesting that Facebook was created by people who failed to fit in with the real world. Turkle's book, however, has spared the most debate. Sparked the most debate so far. It is a cri de coeur for putting down the BlackBerry, ignoring Facebook, and shunning Twitter. He says, "We have invented inspiring and enhancing technologies, yet we have allowed them to diminish us." Fellow critics point to numerous incidents to back up their argument. Recently, media coverage of the death in Brighton of Simone Back focused on a suicide note that she'd posted on Facebook that was seen by many of her 1,048 friends on the site, yet none called for help. Instead, they traded insults with each other on her Facebook wall. Turkle's book.
Well, you know, I mean, okay, so there's a lot of cries for help that go out from people on Facebook. I mean, you know, I'm sorry to say, it just happens. You know, somebody gets in a bad mood, they put something out there. I don't see that there's any, I didn't see this status update, but I don't know that there's necessarily anything that anyone would necessarily think about that if there was a quote-unquote cry for help.
Well, plus it's also a problem with how human beings deal with situations like that when it comes to large groups. I know we've talked about this on the air before, but somebody linked me to a video online which showed experiments, like social experiments. The Milgram study is sort of an example of this, but social experiments involving like some guy who is convulsing on the street out in front of a busy place like in New York City where people are walking by constantly. And this guy is in clear pain. He needs help. And, you know, it's just interesting to watch as people ignore him and just continue to go about their day and go about their business. Now, you could point out that, well, the people on Facebook claimed that she was their, that they were her friend, and that's why this is different. But the point being that in this instance, where you actually have a human being who is in front of you, another human who is in you know, severe distress, physical distress, that people would just walk on by and just, you know, pretend that that person is not there, I think is an example of what's happening in this Facebook example, where you've got 1,000 people who are this person's friend, maybe only 50 are online when she posts the update about how she's going to kill herself, and, you know, all of the 50 people have all their reasons for not doing anything about it. Well, somebody else will handle this. Oh, she's a drama queen. Or, you know, who knows what was going through those people's minds.
That really raises an interesting question, because I know in Oregon we have the Good Samaritan law, where if you see somebody in distress, it's against the law not to act. And so,
how's that worked?
You know, I've never seen any instances of it, haven't really paid attention, so I'm not sure. But I wonder if that would ever, you know, work into the digital world. Like, if you saw a friend's Facebook update that said they were going to kill themselves, would it, you know, ever at some point be against the law not to react to that? And if so, like, you know, there's got to be so many, especially high school girls, stuff like that, who are just drama queens posting up that stuff all the time. How do you, you know, tell what's the difference between somebody just being overdramatic and something real?
Turkle's book has also hit home because her previous works, The Second Self and Life on the Screen, seemed more open to the technological world. Kist joked that Alone Together reads as if it were written by Turkle's evil Luddite twin. But even the backlash now has a backlash, with many leaping to the defense of social media. They point out that emails, Twitter, and Facebook have led to more communication, not less, especially for people who may have trouble meeting in the real world because of great distance or social difference. And indeed, I think there's something to say, you know, to be said there, that people, for many reasons, have various hang-ups about meeting people in real life, and meeting people online has been a very successful way to go about doing things for a lot of people. I mean, you've heard the radio commercials, I met my husband on your website. You know, those sorts of commercials are out there, and those are true stories.
And
in
I
a lot
don't
of
think
cases.
People should downplay digital relationships. I mean, I know, I come from nerd background, so I know a lot of, especially nerds, tend to be more recluse and off-putting, and to have, like, just a friend online, probably somebody they've never met, but just a relationship with somebody online over a long distance, it still means something to them. So, you know, just because it's not in real life, that
it could be, though. Yeah. It's someday. I mean,
I've had friends that I've met online. For instance, Zeus, one of the, you know, the executive producers of the show, got, you know, the guy that...
the voice of the LRN.FM commercials.
Does a lot of our ads and things like that. I knew him for 3 or 4 years online before I met him in real life last summer. And... I have real good feelings about that guy. This wasn't some kind of internet friendship. It was a real friendship. And then to have, to finally get to meet him was awesome. But, you know, it didn't, at that point he was already
my friend.
Does he
sound that way in real life, too?
Oh, my God, he talks like that all the time. He was ordering food. He's like, give me some mashed potatoes.
Tittles, Sunday. All right, more coming up here. 800-259-9231. You take control. More on social networking. Your thoughts, welcome. Free Talk Live.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendovite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th. So don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Go.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special
number. 1-877-814-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 1-877-814-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HDTV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound.
Call 1-877-814-MYTV.
So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 1-877-814-MYTV. 1-877-814-MYTV.
Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call 1-877-814-MYTV. 1-877-814-MYTV.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Just dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. You can head over to the website, grab a bunch of archives. Maybe you missed a moment of the show. We got them for you. Don't worry about it. They're all there. Going back to, well, not all of them, but a whole lot of them, years worth. Going all the way back to late 2006. You just go into the free, you go to freetalklive.com. You'll see the archives at the top of the page. They are a week's worth at the top, and then if you click into the archives section, it'll take you back for years, and it's all free for you. Thanks to the folks over at HostGator.
HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. But you can create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates, whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website. The experts at HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com can host you. You get unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, free one-click script installs, free site builder tools, and 24/7 technical support. 99.9% 99.9 uptime guarantee. It's HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com. Also, use that portal we've created, and you'll get your first month completely free. HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com.
So some people are saying that Facebook, other social networking interaction online is actually making people less social. Is there any truth to that statement? Is it true that people are getting lost in this online world and not actually, finding themselves in the real world as a result of too much time online? I believe that could be true for some people. Is it true for most of the people on Facebook? Is it really damaging to folks? 1-800-259-9231. Certainly your thoughts and your experience welcome. We're sharing a piece from The Guardian where they kind of go into different critics of the internet and social networking, and they're also balancing it out a little bit by bringing in people who are saying, well, wait a minute, you know, this isn't all bad. There's some really good things to be found here, as we've been talking about throughout the hour so far. And so some have pointed out that, you know, these may be very useful tools, especially for people who have trouble meeting in the real world because of great distance or social difference. And we talked about relationships that people have built online, whether it be a love-based relationship or just a friend kind of based relationship. There are a lot of success stories, but I'm sure there are also failures as well, just as there are in real life with people.
Do you think this conversation was had and around linoleum tables in 1923 about, you know, that telephone, that's really causing people to not get out and, you know, talk to their neighbors across the fence?
Or the CB radio or something, right?
Post office, just writing a letter to my family, now I don't have to visit them.
I wonder, there's always been somebody sort of standing in the way of every technology saying, well, this is a bad idea. And I would say that, you know, that, yeah, there's going to be some growing pains, and certainly I probably spend more time on Facebook at times than I would like to. There's a game on Facebook that I play that I do not know why.
Oh, yeah. I play a game that there's actually a whole other section for, like, addiction treatment for this game. And
wow.
It came
Which
up pretty
game?
Quick. Mouse Hunt?
Mine's Castle Age.
I don't know any of them. I've never played any of them. I don't want to. Yeah, see, Anyway, even the backlash, now is a backlash. Defenders say theirs is just a different form of communication that people might have trouble getting used to. When you go into a coffee shop and everyone is silent on their laptop, I understand what she's saying about not talking to one another, but it is still communicating. I disagree with her. I don't see it as so black and white. Some experts believe the debate is so fierce because social networking is a new field that has yet to develop rules and etiquette that everyone can respect, and that's why incidents such as Simone Back's death appear so shocking. Let's face it, that's a young lady who took her life, I guess, after posting a note on Facebook about intending to do so. And let's face it, I see no sign of anyone unplugging, says Kist, but perhaps we need to involve a netiquette to deal with it all. He also pointed out that the real world that many social media critics hark back to never really existed. Before everyone traveled on the bus or train with their heads buried in an iPad or smartphone, they usually just traveled in silence, or, you know, maybe were reading a newspaper or something like that, or a book. We didn't see people spontaneously talking to strangers. They were just keeping to themselves, he said. And I think that's a very accurate observation.
The only thing that I'd have to say about it is it's more like whenever we're in social gathering, you know, when you're hanging out with your friends at the bar or anything like that, after just in your house on the couch sitting around. It used to be like I would sit around with my friends, we would talk, hang out, drink. Now everybody's just on their, you know, mobile devices or laptops, and they'll communicate, but they'll communicate through chat. And that's just awkward to me. Like, I've
seen that happen.
Yeah.
I have been at... And I'll give people some credit where credit's due, but I've been at karaoke. It's a little event that folks do here in Keene, a social, kind of a semi-social occasion, because there's only so much socializing you can do with loud music blasting into your ears, which may be one of the reasons why people are more inclined to get on a device of some sort. And I've been on my phone as well at this event, so I'm
totally,
I'm as guilty as everybody else. But there was one point where I looked up and I noticed that everyone was on, like everyone at my table was on
sort of like everybody's just saying you're really, you know, going online and looking at Facebook is just more entertaining than talking to you. Like, I can't help but feel slightly offended when somebody, like, won't even
look up. More entertaining than talking to me.
Well, so, to some extent, that's the truth of it. And the other way is it sort of draws you in. It's an important part of your life throughout the day, and then, you know, there it is on your little gizmo, and it's all you have to do is look down just to check things.
I did the 1 week without Facebook thing.
Did you make it the whole week?
I made it the whole week, but I literally didn't know what day of the week it was at one point, because I am on Facebook so much. That's how I determine, like, oh, today is Wednesday, I've got this event coming up, or I have this day. So I think it was Friday, and I was like, is it Monday? Is it? I don't know what day it is. I have no idea what's going on in the world at all. Like, I just felt so out of place and disconnected.
Yeah, so I think the real point here that should be made is to use caution and to be aware of what you are doing, of what it is that, you know, are you being taken away from real social interaction because of these technologies? Or is it enhancing your life, and is it making it so you actually have more social interactions? I think that for the most part, for me, the internet has provided.
Yeah, I tried to use it for that.
Greater outlets. I mean, because A, we're here because of the internet. All three of us this room right now, we're here together. I know you, Meg, because of the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Mark, you and I are here. We moved here. Meg, you moved here because we found the Free State Project online, and we connected with that, and we started involving ourselves in networks of these people that otherwise we likely never would have come to know. And it has been a life-changing experience such a phenomenal way that would have been impossible in the past. Free Talk Live exists because of the internet. We're able to spread our show more effectively now because of tools like Facebook and Twitter and social networking.
I'm able to make money at my job because of those,
Sure. You do LibertyFlare.com, which allows people to order little one-inch buttons online, and you can market those through Facebook and market specials and things like that. So it has brought a lot of people together that otherwise never would have come together. So if now and then they want to check their email or post a Facebook status update, or they do find their phone more interesting than the people at the table for that moment in time. No, I've never seen anybody just sit on their phone for the entirety of the social occasion. I think that would be a real problem. But there's a certain line, right? And everybody's got a line in the sand where you've gone too far in using this. And I know for a fact I have gone too far at some points. And I just have to catch myself because there's nobody else who's going to do it for me. Usually I'm alone in a situation like that. Like I'm supposed to be calling radio stations, and I'll find myself on Facebook. Like, this is not good. Facebook will still be there when the program directors aren't in the office. So it has been, I would say, a challenge for me personally, but it's been well worthwhile, well worth it. I mean, if not just from a professional aspect of being able to get the show out there more effectively using these technologies, but also from an activism standpoint of being able to connect with other activists and get out there and come up with online.
Ideas are traveling much more quickly, and you can see the revolutions in Egypt and Tunisia and Iran previously last year. All these are great examples of how the innovations occurring in the marketplace, and these things are good. The internet and social media networks are creating more freedom for people. Yes, it's going to change the way we live. So did the automobile.
There's more coming up here. We'd love your thoughts and experience at 800-259-9231. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Strength, energy, and endurance are all synonymous with youth. Would you like to feel youthful again? Protein absorption and synthesis are at the foundation of strength, energy, and endurance. Insults to your intestinal lining from drugs, heavy metals, bad diet, and age can inhibit your absorption of amino acids from your protein foods. This causes your body to repair slowly and be prone to injury. By taking a highly digestible protein into your body, you can greatly increase your repair rate and energy level. One World Whey protein powder is more digestible than milk or eggs. One World Whey is the first ever truly unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. Whether you like to exercise, want more energy, want greater strength, or just want to feel better, One World Whey is a must for you to try. To read some amazing testimonies or to get your free report, go to oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MaineMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are 3 for $30. And Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Hello folks, this is Steve Shank. This week we introduced a new product from eFoods Direct, corn chowder. And let me tell you, its homemade flavor is absolutely amazing. You know eFoods, we've brought you the best food on the planet for years. As you know, we pioneered a line of quick fix meals that are super easy to fix. Obviously, winter is upon us. You can save 20% on the wonderful soup and bakery special. It's a lot of food for less than a dollar a serving. It includes the new corn chowder I told you about and the other wonderful soups. It also includes the delicious cornbread muffins and buttermilk biscuits to go with the soup. So you have great food you can serve this winter or jumpstart your food savings account for the future. Saving 20%. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633. Or on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Anything you want. Dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features that you'll find on our site completely free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. The mobile site is there. You can go to m.freetalklive.com, get quick access to our streams as well as podcasts. That's m.freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in, reinvest it in the program, get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board as well, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up with any major credit card or PayPal. It's amp.freetalklive.com. We're talking about social networking. And some people calling themselves experts are saying that it's bad and that people are drifting away from social interaction under the guise of actually participating in social interaction on these so-called social networking websites. Are they actually contributing to making people less social, making them more distant? That's what some people are saying. 1-800-259-9231. Let's go to your thoughts, your experiences with these technologies. Let's go to Matt in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Lines.
Good evening, hey. Ian and Mark and Meg.
Hey, Matt. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, on Sunday, a friend of mine had a Super Bowl party. And he had, during the halftime, he had adult entertainment, some dancers.
It's a heck of a party you went to.
It was fun. Yeah, it was a good time. And so after they were done performing, people could go down into the basement. He had a nice finished basement stuff, and she was doing lap dances if you wanted to pay some extra money. So I decided I'd never had a lap dance, and I decided I wanted the experience, so I gave her my $30, and she was doing a lap dance. I was sitting in the chair and just kind of enjoying it. And all of a sudden, I looked up, and she leaned over into the chair next to us and picked up a phone and started texting somebody.
For real? That is so hilarious. I was thinking, so is she going to get her phone out while she does the lap dance before you actually told the story? And sure enough.
I'm like, oh, wait a minute. I paid for this.
Did you actually protest?
There she's like, no, I'm just kidding. Hold your leg.
Oh, wait, hold on. So that didn't happen?
No, that didn't happen.
Okay.
Dang.
Oh, I was fooled.
You had me going, like, wow, the goal.
I'm just thinking, there are inappropriate times to be texting and talking to people on the computer. Yes. And stuff like that. And people just have to use their, they just have to think about it a little bit. Mm. Sometimes people get obsessed. But I think that what happens is that these experts, when this thing happens to a few people, they overblow it.
I think you're right.
I don't think that it's that bad. I know that I have a niece who gets on a lot, and she's like always on Facebook, but she's also on psych meds. So there you go.
Maybe I'm just older than the current generation, and maybe they are using it a lot more than...
Well, you know, okay, so this is... sorry. This is going to be the complaint of every generation about their kids. It's going to be. I remember being at a dog training match thing. My mom's into... Mm-hmm. She likes to show dogs. And so I went to... You know, I go along with her, and I was listening to my Walkman with the tape player with... with Mr. Roboto by Styx in it, and
they finally stopped manufacturing those. By the way,
well, you were talking about the radio one. This is the cassette
Walkman. They finally stopped manufacturing those.
So the this one was with the cassette, and you know, I had on the stylish sunglasses of the time and some parachute pants, and you know, I probably had my Chinese throwing star with me too. You know, like this is how you know this was 1984 or whatever it was, and you know, that's. I remember some guy basically coming up to me, a friend of my mother, saying, you know, you should be paying more attention or something like that. Mm-hmm. You know, that basically pointing out that I was not plugged in. Well, I wasn't, because they're adults and they're boring. And that's the way these kids feel about you. And that's the way it's going to be. And it's unfortunate, but, you know, that's life. Kids are never going to think adults are interesting.
No, I got you there, Mark. I'm not worried. I don't think it's going to be a problem, but it is going to be interesting to see how the current generation grows up and what shifts happen as a result of them essentially being on Facebook from the age at which they could conceive ideas. I mean, you and I, all of us here in the studio, have whatever limited experience with computers. I mean, Meg, you're the youngest person in the studio, so you probably have the most.
Yeah, but I'm still, like, in high school, we were learning Mavis Beacon type thing, and now they have, like... You know, when we were learning to make websites, it's like, oh my gosh, I put some text online. I'm a hero. But
and now kids are programming at, you know, age 10 or whatever, and they're far more advanced. And so I believe it's true that younger people are spending more time on these social networking services. What will that end up becoming in another 10 years or 15 years? It's impossible to say.
Yeah.
And is it something that people should be so concerned over? I don't know about that. I guess it just all depends on individual circumstances.
Although I take issue when somebody says that the computer is making people stupid because they don't have to remember facts or anything like that. Mm. And I think it's just something that, you know, people have taken it on as another aspect of their own brain. It's like...
I agree. It's like another brain.
Yeah, if you can't... Back in the day, you know, if you thought of an actor's name and you just couldn't get the actor's name in your head and
it
was bugging
you... smarter because it took you a while and finally you figured
it
out later.
3 weeks later, you're like, oh my gosh, it was Steve Buscemi or something.
Now you're not smarter. You just remembered the guy's name. And, you know, there was a time in my life when I didn't need a calculator for many calculations. I had worked... I worked at a convenience store kind of operations. I did everything in my head. We didn't have a cash register. I just, you know, fiddled the change out real quick. And you know, all these things were easy for me. I can't do that like I used to be able to do it. And that doesn't... I'm not stupid because I use a calculator now. And they made the same arguments about calculators at one point.
Yeah, they're just tools. I mean, the Internet and Google and searching is a tool that is useful to augment your current level of intelligence. as though you'd somehow be smarter if, you know, in the olden days you, you know, just smashed the coconut over and over again against something hard versus using some kind of tool, you know, to crack into it and to, you know, make that job a lot shorter and more efficient. So,
or to learn facts, you're going to go out and buy the entire encyclopedia set or something.
Now you're smarter because you can open an encyclopedia. I think it's actually smarter to use Google when you can get the answer or Wikipedia instantaneously,
mm-hmm.
rather than having to go through the old methods. Matt, any other thoughts you want to share?
Well, these same arguments could have been used on my generation when I remember as kids, just all of us sitting around watching TV.
Mm-hmm.
And there you're just sitting there staring at the idiot box. I mean, same kind of arguments was going on when the movie Network came out. You know, it's the same kind of thing. Only now, instead of people sitting in front of the TV, they're sitting in front of a computer.
No, and at least with a computer, you are using, you know, yeah, you're interacting. You're using a little bit more of your brain in that instance. But on the other hand, you know, there are different things you can do on the computer, right? There are things that are maybe more smarts involving versus less, like playing some dumb game on Facebook.
We were sitting at Jason Osborne's house for the Super Bowl party. We had Super Meat Bowl there. And, you know, lots of
when is there not meat there?
He loves meat. They do the low carb thing at his house. And
did he do the strippers too?
No strippers, I can assure you.
Wife is in the house.
Whatever, some wives would be fine with that. But we were going through a conversation and talking about something, and I don't know whether somebody had a BS fact or something like that, but people wanted to know. Jason whips out his smartphone. He goes online and checks something. Mm-hmm. Within 20 seconds, he has the answer to what it is that you're talking about.
Yeah.
You know, previously, somebody would have been able to say, well, you know, red cars get more tickets than any other kind of car,
mm-hmm.
And insurance companies charge you more for you know, your insurance rates as a result. And you can check that stuff now. You don't have to listen to people's nonsense.
Thanks, Matt, for the call and the thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Yeah, one of my favorite tools on my smartphone is dictionary.com.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was at the...
I'm a horrible speller, so that comes in handy.
And, you know, just getting the definitions of words. I mean, we were sitting at karaoke again, and there was some word in a song that the person across the table from me said, what does that word mean? I said, I don't know. Let's find out. And, you know, so then we found out. And it was the word havering. And
havering?
I'd never heard of that word before. And it means to vacillate.
I thought it was to throw like a hammer. There's a... apparently I'm wrong.
So
I could use that improperly.
It was in that 500 miles, and I would walk 500 miles.
I would walk 500 miles.
So now we know what havering means.
I thought it was vomiting. Yeah, I mean, used in that song. Vomiting.
1-800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. Your stories of internet and how it has changed you. Are you becoming more social as a result? Is it something that is resulting in you wasting a bunch of time and maybe going into a shell? Everybody's got their own story. 800-259-9231. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Lil Drums. Every bit as fun as a full-size Nestle drumstick cone and definitely cuter. Visit us at drumstick.com. Vacations are all about family time, but you don't have to leave home to have fun. Take one weekend a month and devote it to family activities. Pull out the board games and puzzles, serve up some treats, or have a picnic. Even without leaving home, you'll feel like you've really had some time away. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.